This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy. Hello, Mark.
Hi there, Dave.
And this time around, we will look at the recent Providence Business News survey of Rhode Island business owners with you, Mark.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, now, who took the survey and what were they asked?
We have a database of businesses, for-profits, nonprofits, publicly traded, privately held companies. And so we survey those companies, and obviously the people running them, to ask them twice a year a series of questions, really sort of boilerplate questions. How do they feel about their business? You know, what are their results been? How do they feel about Rhode Island? What are the things that are good or bad about doing in the state? What can the state do more?
This isn't exactly a scientific survey, though.
No, it's pretty self-selecting. I mean, our database itself is self-selecting because some privately held companies are very private. They don't want any information going out about it. Others don't feel real good about their business. And so the people we get are generally, they're the same people, but they're, like as I said, self-selecting. And so we've never looked at the results as being statistically significant. We can't say, you know, for sure that, say, 65% of Rhode Island businesses think this. What is valid is to say when there are movement, when there's change. We started this right before the recession hit, nationally. Actually, Rhode Island was already sort of starting on the downswing. Those first couple of surveys were really quite negative in terms of sentiment. And since then, it's been up, but it's really over the last year, year and a half, we've really started to see significant improvements in sentiment about expectations and performance for companies and for Rhode Island in general.
I know last time we talked about that survey that had just been taken, there were, as I described it, little patches of sunshine. And does it seem to be much more optimism this time around?
Yeah, and it's continued optimism. I mean, one of the things that I look at is net income, you know, and so again, it's people's net income is improving. In fact, it's not as high as it was, say, in the winter, but we also look at it and say, well, it was a tough winter. But there's also a cyclical nature, you know, so it's improved over last summer when we took it. So in the wintertime, it's a little bit less. But at that point, they hadn't yet seen the results from this, you know, very harsh winter. But the thing about net income, of course, is the more you have, the more you can reinvest in your business. And so what we then also see sort of these spinoffs are what's the intention to hire more people and what's the intention to make capital investments. And both of those continue to go higher.
Do you sense any more of a positive reaction in this survey from having people made it through the recession and saying, okay, it's getting better now?
Well, I think that there's no question that for the most part, businesses that have made it through, and again, you know, many businesses didn't, or, you know, they're not responding. But the ones that did, it's not unusual in businesses. If you survive a downturn, you're generally going to be, you're going to come out of it better. And once the economy starts improving, you're going to be better. However, it's still not, you know, hitting the, you know, the accelerator real hard. I mean, Rhode Island is not one of the highest performing regions in the country. So yes, they're doing better, but there's still room for to improve.
How about the sense that a better national economy is lifting all boats?
Well, I think that's true. And I think a lot of the companies that we talk to, and not just for the survey, but just in general reporting, find that if you really want to be successful, you can't depend on Rhode Island as your only market. If you want to grow, you have to go outside of Rhode Island.
Now, how did companies feel about adding staff, hiring more employees?
I don't think it's the highest number of people that said they expect to hire in the next quarter, but it continues to be an upward trend. What's interesting is we built a chart this year that what was the difference between the intention to hire the last time we took the survey and how many people actually had more folks on staff. And the gap there has been narrowing for the last year or so. So more people are following through on their intention to hire.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR. Mark, you touched on it very briefly before. How about capital improvement plans, plans to buy or improve equipment or expand, you know, facilities?
The sentiment to grow the business through capital expenditures and through expansion is real. It may not be at record levels, but it's certainly higher, I think, than last year. Again, the wintertime brought down some expectations. But I think you can expect, and we see it in stories all the time, that businesses are expanding. The ones that are doing well are actually taking the time now. Now they have the capital to really reinvest in themselves.
What about new technology, newer forms of business, not manufacturing or other established businesses? Are they responding to surveys like this?
Well, not a lot of startups. I mean, partially because they're not in our database yet. When they get a little bigger, they'll show up in the database. But it is a mix of small, big and small companies, and it goes from services to manufacturing to all sorts of other stuff. So I think that it's a pretty broad sentiment. Not that everyone's happy with everything. You know, there are still the standard issues having to do with red tape in the state and the cost of doing business. Those things haven't gone away, although we did notice that over the last few surveys, the desire to get state help in one form or another seems to be dropping. So my guess is that the companies themselves are feeling a little bit better and a little more self-sufficient.
But business in general is still pushing for some legislation, corporate tax perhaps.
Actually, one of the things that's still, despite recent legislative action, has to do with the city of Providence, and that's tax stabilization deals. So they put in a new ordinance, but just this week, a developer of student housing on the former 195 land walked away from a deal, despite having this new TSA regime in place. Now, it's unclear exactly why. They're not talking. The city says, well, they wanted even more than that. It's going to be interesting to see over time whether this new regime actually does change the development climate, because the city needs to really be engaged with investors in a more positive way in order to move it along. And if the city does well, the state does well.
Now, business in general has been impressed, should we say, with the recent state budget process.
Well, yeah, and I think it's because they did do a number of things to streamline, state regulation, dropped a little bit of the corporate tax. But I think it was the process itself, which seemed to be much more open and transparent. It wasn't sort of 2 a.m., 2:30 a.m., shoving through something that nobody had read. I mean, the process went through hearings, and pretty much what was voted on, happened relatively early in the evening. So I think that really was a large part of it, was the tone and the cooperation between the governor and the House and the Senate. That was a big deal.
Providence Business News is doing a poll of business, which seems to differ from this survey. What are some major points?
Well, this is the one where we ask, what are your expectations for the next 12 months for the Rhode Island economy? Improve significantly, improve slightly, remain the same, go down slightly, go down, worsen significantly. And interestingly, the respondents to our survey for the story were, dramatically either improve or stay the same. It's not so much the case here. So, for instance, if 65% said they expected the economy to improve slightly or significantly in our print survey, the online survey, it's 48% as of right now. And I think that speaks to the nature of the people we are surveying. It's important that people sort of look at this survey and realize that the improvement we've seen over the last couple of years continues, and that people's expectations, which are a key component in economic success, if you expect success, you're more likely to be successful. And that keeps, that keeps moving in the right direction.
This is The Bottom Line, thanks to Providence Business News editor and our guest this time around, Mark Murphy.
Thank you.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward.